Welcome to a very special Drive Time again here this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, General Manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney, helping me produce the show. How are you, Gino?
Doing well.
So tell people how they can get in touch with us here if they want to ask a question to our guest tonight, Jack Cuddy from the Mount Washington Valley Economic Council.
Yes, if you have any questions at all for Jack, you can text us. That is 603-356-9145. Again, 603-356-9145. Text in at any time, and we'll try to get your question to Jack as soon as we can. Also, you can call that number, 356-9145, and talk to Lucia. You can, if you don't have those texting capabilities, you can also email us, office@wmwv.com, and we really want you to. We urge you to send those questions over. That's why we're doing the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't be afraid to. Like to thank our sponsors, the law offices of Cooper Cargill Chant, Leone McDonald and Roberts Certified Public Accountants, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. And I'd like to invite our very special guest tonight, the Drive Time for the Executive Director of the Mount Washington Economic Council. It's Jack Cuddy. Welcome, Jack.
Well, thank you for having me on, Greg. And, you know, I got to put a plug in for Gino. I'll do it up front so he'll be nice to me for the rest of the program.
Wow, this is great.
The best guy on the radio.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice. Look, usually I'm just the guy in the corner, but Jack's putting me right up front here.
Yeah, and you can send my check to the council.
Shh, Jack, stop it.
Yeah, we got to do that off the air, Jack.
I appreciate the kind words, Jack. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
All right, so on a little bit more serious note, we're talking about the effects of the COVID-19 virus on the Mount Washington Valley and the economic repercussions that it's having for people. And the Mount Washington Valley Economic Council, of course, would have a very big part in this. And, of course, you know, I have to say when this all came out, when things were starting to unravel and people thought, well, geez, we might need to get some protection for ourselves. You know, one of the first emails I got was from the Mount Washington Valley Economic Council, and they were saying, Greg, if you need some help here at the radio station, we're here for you, and before anything. And I thought that was quite amazing. You guys were right on top of this from the front, Jack.
Yeah, you know, Greg, we had the opportunity to do this, and I went to my executive committee and the board and said, you know, we have some money. It's going to be tough. We need to get it out there as quickly as we can. This is the terms and things that we'd like to talk about. And can I have your, you know, can I have your approval to move forward with it? And it was a unanimous yes from the get-go. So we got that approval on Wednesday, and I think we had all the news going out on Thursday and Friday.
And that was several weeks ago, not this Wednesday. Well,
yeah, exactly.
Today.
It was like, 2 weeks ago, I think it happened. It would have been a week ago, 2 weeks ago this Friday that we actually started it. And within that time frame, we got 25 loan applications almost within 3 or 4 days.
No, that's fantastic. And I was staggered to see how quickly you reacted. Of course, all of the government was trying and scrambling around in their bureaucracy, I should say, which is part of what we have to deal with there. But you guys were right out front. So where does the Economic Council get their loans from?
Okay, so we actually have funding through rural development, and also from the CDBG, which is a community development block grant applications that we can apply for infrastructure, buildings, and so on and so forth for businesses, and that's based on job creation. We haven't had one in a long time. The last one we were able to do was, it goes back, and that kind of created the fund. The first fund was from Green Mountain Rifle Barrel, and that was around $600,000. And from there, we have loaned that money out, and we then applied through USDA Rural Development, where it's called a grant, but it's a scoring process. It is a grant temporarily, and we have to pay that back. And so we have those funds that we get 1% interest, we have to pay 1% interest on, and we get billed annually to pay down that loan. And those, we had two at $500,000 and one at $120,000. And then recently, the monies that we are using for this Express COVID loan application was from our RMAP grant, which was for $500,000, and we are charged 2% on that. So what the board actually did is agreed that we would pass on that, what we have to pay, onto the borrower, and we put 25 basis points on it. So the loans that we did or are doing was at 2.25 versus, and we're paying 2% on it. So it's not any money that we're putting into the council. It's money that we're just putting out to help the small business community.
So how were you able to act that fast? Was it just a board thing?
It was a board thing to say yes, and that's all we really had to do. We had our and I should give the board credit too. Again, we had 27 loans that we have out into the community existing already, and we gave all of them the opportunity for forbearance for 3 months, which what we were doing is we deferred any payments. We accrued the interest for 3 months, we capitalize it, and we extend their maturity date 3 months to make the difference, so that they're actually getting, you know, 3 months of not having to worry about paying their loan back. So that was one thing that the board immediately decided on, and then this Express loan program was done at the same time, and we were able to get it out. And we were able to get that word out. Believe it or not, the social media and through Constant Contact, Gmail, and our members that we have that belong to the council, we're able to get that word out there. But believe it or not, I think the Facebook information went out really quick, and we touched a lot of people through that. And we're able to get it back. I would love to have done it on the radio, but I don't have a lot of money in a budget right now to do advertising, unfortunately. And so those were our opportunities to do it. We didn't even do ads in the paper. So, I mean, that's how fast this went and how powerful. And I used my personal Facebook page to get a lot of get this information out, and I think I got a tremendous amount of response from that, and I was able to use that for getting a lot of the updated SBA stuff. You know, as the government kept changing and all the rules kept changing and stuff, I kept putting that out on the Facebook for both the council and my personal one, and that seemed to reach a lot of people, Greg and Tino.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, obviously you're very well known, Jack. I mean, how long have you been the director at the Economic Council?
Since 2000, so 20 years.
Yeah, so I think that really is a credit to you and your organization for how fast you were able to react, get it to the people in our community who needed these funds, and people who were looking for something while the government, again, was trying to get things together for themselves. And I just think it's a real credit to your organization.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure the board will appreciate those kind words.
Yeah, it was very, very impressive. So I have another question. How much money was actually approved to be funded, and what types of businesses applied in the Valley for these funds from the Economic Council?
Okay, so yesterday, Andy Dean from Cooper Cargill Chance and myself closed 15 loans, and we have another 11 to close next Tuesday for a total amount of $560,000.
Wow.
For the businesses, and those loans were a combination of lodging, restaurants, retail, and property management types of businesses, and they range from $25,000 down to as little as $5,000.
Yep, that's impressive.